You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield, it's Brian Lund here with the Fort Stewart's Public Affairs Office, and today I'm joined with a very special guest. To the left of me, I have the Director of MCOM Readiness, Mr. Patrick Appleman. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Is this your first time here in Georgia?
Well, it's not my first time in Georgia at all. My second time at Fort Stewart.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you back. I want to first say thank you for taking the time to be here today. You could have been anywhere, but you're here with us.
No, thrilled to be here.
Yes, sir. So as I said before, you are the Director of MCOM Readiness, mm-hmm. But you didn't start that way. I know this didn't happen overnight. So can you take us a little bit through the journey of how you got here today?
Okay, so I have 37 years, it means I'm old, but I have 37 years of civil service. A little bit different than a lot of people in my type positions. I'm not prior service, I'm a career civilian. Started as a GS7 fellow like you, we called them interns then, but started as a GS7 working at Headquarters TRADOC in Fort Monroe, Virginia, as an architect intern. Back before MCOM even existed. So did my internship there. I'm from Kentucky. That's why I talk the way I do. But went back to Kentucky and worked at Fort Knox in the DPW section and was there for 26 years. So it's a long time, but worked in various positions, worked myself all the way up to Deputy Director of Public Works. Did a couple deployments as a civilian, one to Iraq and one to Afghanistan. Was the base engineer of Bagram Army Airfield for a year. And from there went to Fort Campbell. And I was the Director of Public Works at Fort Campbell and was there for about 4 years. From there went to MCOM Director Training, which was at Fort Eustis, and was the G4 there for a couple years. And then did a real crazy left turn in my career and applied and became an SES at NASA, of all places.
Sounds fun.
It was pretty fun. And spent a couple years there at NASA and then from at Stennis Space Center, which is in Mississippi, very close to New Orleans. So I lived down there for a couple years. And then from there came back here to IDR as the director.
So you said this started 37 years ago. So what do you believe back then inspired your journey? And then as your career kind of moved along, what were some of the milestones you set for yourself?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't set out to be an SES, and not sure I could even spell it when I first started. But I didn't set milestones until recently. And it's a story I tell when I do kind of professional development type seminars I kind of really, and I still believe in living in the moment. I believe in blooming where you are and being present where you are and not always thinking about the future. I've always been ambitious, but I've always kind of tried to excel where I was at and maybe just look to the next job. So I can't say that I really plotted out this path. I've kind of was where I was at, looked to the next step, tried to do real good at where I was, really focused in my younger years at raising my family. And coached all their sports. I had 3 sons and a daughter, went to all their activities, did all that, and really focus on my life was a good work-life balance between raising my family and doing that. And then kind of my goals shifted. It seemed like every time I moved up, I thought I kind of moved the goal line. And so I wanted to be a DPW director. And when I got to Fort Campbell, I became DPW director. And so then at that point I thought, hey, I've made it. I'm going to stay here. This is it. This is my job. And I had a deputy garrison commander that really encouraged me to become a deputy garrison commander. He says, hey, you should do that. And so I kind of looked to that. And then at that point, that was only about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I was DPW director. And we had an offsite, and it was a leadership offsite where they brought a facilitator in and some folks to come in and coach us on leadership. And one of those folks was Randy Robinson, who is the executive deputy commanding general for MCOM, and he's a SES and a tier 3. He's our highest ranking civilian in all of MCOM, and he gave a talk on career glide path. And setting milestones and planning your future out.
Yes,
And here I was 30 some years into my career and had never done that, had never set out a plan, had never plotted out where I wanted to be. And he really encouraged us to do that. In fact, you could say he insisted we do that. And so I kind of laid out this path of to be in his position. I thought, I wanted to be Deputy Garrison Commander, but I thought, hey, what am I going to do? I didn't think it would take much of a plan to go from one position that was the same grade to the other. So I laid out a plan to get to his position that had milestones. And I kind of worked my way back. If I wanted to be executive deputy to the commanding general, I would need to be an ID director. That's if I wanted to be an ID director, I would need to be SES somewhere at another organization besides the Army, because the Army didn't have like entry-level SESs and MCOM. If I wanted to do that, I needed to work at headquarters. I'd never worked at headquarters. So I laid out this path with all these milestones and all these things, and I really just did it because he insisted that we do it, that I do it. And it turned into kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, the things that I laid out on that career path ended up all, but the last one, have come true. All have happened almost rapidly, and it really has become the center of how I do professional development with everyone else, is that you should lay out milestones. You should lay out your career. You should. I like to tell project managers, the same vigor that you use to manage your projects, you should manage your career. Yes, and you should lay out. So doing that and having people hold me accountable to those milestones, like my bosses would say, hey, this is on your plan. You need to go do this. You need to go do that. I did those things, and it just kind of worked out. So I have 32 years of like a bumblebee, and I have 5 years of a very deliberate path to this position.
And so to that point, you were talking about being more deliberate about your milestones. What would you say to civilians that are trying to do this early on, they're trying to have that career progression earlier? How would you say they should map out, or what way should they go about mapping out different things to reach their goals in their careers?
Well, kind of my saying is that there's nothing more important to achieving a goal than having one. And so having a goal is kind of the first step. And it's very easy. People always, when I talk to people about achieving, you know, setting their career out, deciding what their goal is, they feel like it lacks humility to say, I want to be an SES, or to say, I want to be a Deputy Garrison Commander, or to say, I want to be Director of PAO. And I'm like, no, don't look at it that way. Just look at it, you know, set a real high goal. I always thought, you know, you aim for an A, and if you get a B, it's still pretty good, right? And so aim for a high position, and don't, like, take advantage of all kinds of opportunities, because you don't know which direction yet your career is going to travel off to. So I try to say, don't close any doors you don't have to. One thing I did do was I thought, people had talked to me throughout my career, hey, maybe you could be an SES, maybe you could be a director of this, maybe you could be that. And I thought being an SES was the last thing I wanted to do. But I never shut that door. I continued to take educational opportunities and the positions that left it open, that when I did decide I wanted to do it, I hadn't done anything to eliminate myself from doing it. So I would say definitely map out a plan. Take care of yourself as well as the people that work for you. Seek out opportunities of diversity. You know, don't just stay in one line of thought. They challenge you to think differently, challenge you to lead differently. And along that way, you'll find your path. You'll find where you need to be.
All right, so I want to look back a little bit. So now that you're a member of the Senior Executive Service, right?
Yeah.
What would you tell your younger self looking back, what you know now?
Other than it's going to be okay, probably nothing. I'm a big believer in having no regrets. I mean, there are all things we all have things we would change, we wish we hadn't done, things we did that embarrassed us. But if you change any of that, you wouldn't be who you are now, and you wouldn't be where you are now. So what? I love my family. I love my job. I like what I do. So I see no reason to go back to the future and change any of that. So I don't think I would tell myself anything any different than it's going to be okay.
Yeah, to stay the course, right?
Stay the course and be. I think that what I successfully did was I enjoyed the moment and I lived in the moment. And so I don't even need to tell myself that. So I think I did do that. But I really enjoyed raising my kids. I really enjoyed, I loved the different jobs I've had. But I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't suggest to myself to do anything any different.
Yes, sir. One final question as we wrap this up. I want to speak specifically to our Fort Stewart audience, right? Mm-hmm. What message would you like to convey to the civilian workforce regarding the importance of the role they played not only within the installation, but MCOM as a whole?
Well, first I'll start with Fort Stewart has a great garrison. We were talking about this earlier today, your perspective, if you've done your whole career here so far, and your perspective, if you're from here, you might think everybody's this good. Everybody's not this good. We look at the garrison here and we think probably our best garrison commander in all of IDR is here at Fort Stewart. Our best deputy garrison commander in all of IDR is so good, we've sent him out to JBLM to help them here from Fort Stewart. His backup's just as good, so we were not really missing him that much here, right? Our sergeant major here, we think, is our best sergeant major in all of MCOM. So, I mean, you go down the line, your DPTMS, your DPW, your PAO, there's a tremendous amount of talent that's down here. I don't know if it's because everybody wants to live down here by Savannah or just great leadership that has really developed great people here, but this is a fantastic garrison of really good people, and so I would just commend the garrison and the people here about how good they do and that they're recognized as the best. And for those that aren't in the garrison, hey, you've got a great team here and you get all this good service, and and most people have been around to know that it's not this good everywhere, but it really is. But that one, what was the second part of your question?
Just the importance that each individual person plays within the bigger picture.
Well, we all have a role. Yes, sir. And if you try to do somebody else's role, it all falls apart. But every role is important or it wouldn't be here, right? And our role is to run the installation and to do all the things that like a city manager would do. And We provide services to soldiers and their families, and we take care of the installation so that the senior commander in the mission side can prepare to fight wars and prepare to do what their mission is and not be distracted. So we have a vital role, and it's vital on a very human level to take care of people and make sure they're okay. We always like to say if we don't provide a good home, that soldier's worried about his home instead of worried about what he's supposed to be focused on. If we don't provide good services and soldiers or leaders are stressed out about that, then they're not able to do the job they do. So our role is to take care of people and to take care of soldiers. And frankly, it's a great one. I mean, we've got the kind of role where every day on your way home, you can think about somebody you helped, somebody who you fixed a problem for, somebody who you solved a problem for, somebody whose life you took care of, and I'm not sure what better role there is than that, than to take care of people. So for those in the garrison and those on the civil side, thank you for what you do. You're doing a great job, and it's extremely important. Even though we do it for senior commanders, they're very interested in what we're doing because it's so important. They want to make sure that we're doing it well and we have everything that we need to do. That would probably sum it up.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to say again, thank you for coming down again. Yeah. I hope you enjoy the rest of your visit here.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Until next time.
Appreciate you.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.